listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks, here on night number two of the Demon Rat Debates. And so are you ready to be bored? Last night, Donald Trump got it right, boring. So let's see if Biden and Sanders can equal their fellow Demon Rats in being boring tonight. So we'll go to them in just a moment. You can call in at 800-313-9443. To get in on the fun. Let us go to the Demon Rats. I've actually got a pull it up here. Let's see here. Demon rap debate. I think that's what that'll search. How about Demon Rap Live 2020 streaming? And the I'll tell you, that last night was such an embarrassment. Here we go. Let's see if this these guys have got
Nobody
it.
Nobody has to be punished. No one's standard of living change.
It.
Nothing
turn
was
them
fundamentally
down.
Change. What did you mean?
Nope. All right, try again. Where did we find it last night? You know, YouTube has gotten very mysterious in their in the way that they are. You know, last night I think it was MSNBC that had it on, and they screwed up several times. Let's see if this produces it. Yeah, there it is. Okay, let's go right to the fiasco. And turn the volume up. The ads are getting longer and longer. Pretty soon. Here we go. Here he is.
And the one thing I agree on is we can make massive cuts in the $1.6 trillion in tax loopholes out there. And I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
Vice President Biden, thank you. Senator Harris.
Oh, here it is.
There's a lot of talk in this primary about new government benefits, such as student loan cancellation, free college, health care, and more. Do you think that Democrats have a responsibility to explain how they will pay for every proposal they make along those lines?
Well, let me tell you something. I hear that question, but where was that question when the Republicans and Donald Trump passed a tax bill that benefits the top 1% and the biggest corporations in this country, contributing at least a $1 trillion to the debt of America, which middle-class families will pay for one way or another? Working families need support and need to be lifted up. And frankly, this economy is not working for working people. For too long, the rules have been written in the favor of the people who have the
money. Boy, they're here they are. They're repeating their mistake of last night. They're going down the how could we have expected anything different? Here she is.
That they can collect up to $500 a month, which will make all the difference between those families being able to get through the end of the month with dignity and with support or not. And on day one, I will repeal that tax bill that benefits the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America.
Senator Harris, thank you. Governor Hickenlooper, let me get you in on this. You've warned that Democrats will lose in 2020 if they embrace socialism, as you put it. You were booed at the California Democratic Convention when you said that. Only one candidate on this stage, Senator Sanders, identifies himself as a democratic socialist. What are the policies or positions of your opponents that you think are veering towards socialism?
Well, I think that the bottom line is if we don't clearly define that we are not socialists, the Republicans are going to come at us every way they can and call us socialists. And if you look at the Green New Deal, which I admire the sense of urgency and how important it is to do climate change, I'm a scientist, but we can't promise every American a government job. If you want to get universal health care coverage, I believe that health care is a right and not a privilege. But you can't expect to eliminate private insurance for 180 million people, many of whom don't want to give it up. In Colorado, we brought businesses and nonprofits together. We got universal health care coverage. We were the first state in America to bring the environmental community and the oil and gas industry to aggressively address methane emissions. And we were also the first place to expand reproductive rights on a scale basis, and we reduced teen pregnancy by 54%. We've done the big progressive things that people said couldn't be done. I've done what pretty much everyone else up here is still talking about doing.
Governor, thank you. Senator Sanders, I'll give you a chance to weigh in here. What is your
now
response
Sanders
to those who say nominating a socialist would reelect Donald Trump?
Well, I think the responses at the polls, last poll I saw, had us 10 points ahead of Donald Trump because the American people understand that Trump is a phony, that Trump is a pathological liar and a racist, and that he lied to the American people during his campaign. He said he was going to stand up for working families. Well, President Trump, you're not standing up for working families when you try to throw 32 million people off the health care that they have, and that 83% of your tax benefits go to the top 1%. That's how we beat Trump. We expose him for the fraud that he is.
They're all trying to talk. They're all trying to get in on it. This is embarrassing. Now, Hickenlooper, that was great. He said if we don't say we're not socialists, we're going to lose. Well, they're all socialists, so they're not going to say we're not socialists. Oops, I better hit reload on this. I got to hit reload. I hit the wrong button. So let me get back to the live version here. Let's see if NBC can do better than I'm doing.
When we want to try to get health care as a right and not a privilege. So there need not be disagreement in the party, because in truth, we want healthy capitalism. We don't want corrupted capitalism.
Thank you. I want to be fair to all the candidates. Thank you. Senator Bennett, you have said, quote, it's possible to write policy proposals that have no basis in reality. You might as well call them candy. Were you referring to any candidate or proposal in particular when you said that?
Was that directed to me?
Yes, that was your quote.
That sounded like me. Thank you.
It was you.
I appreciate it. First of all, I agree completely with Bernie about what the fundamental challenge we're facing as a country is. 40 years of no economic growth for 90% of the American people, 160,000 families.
Boy, these guys, they are on planet Moonbeam.
In the top 0.1% have the same wealth as the bottom 90%, and we've got the worst income inequality that we've had in 100 years. Where I disagree is on his solution on Medicare for all. You know, I have proposed getting to universal health care, which we need to do. It is a right. Health care is a right. We need to get to universal health care. I believe the way to do that is by finishing the work we started with Obamacare and creating.
Okay, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun tonight. Let's see how the Biden-Sanders matchup occurs. We've also got some strange people on here.
They're much more quickly if we do that.
But wait,
if I could just finish, Bernie mentioned that the taxes that we would have to pay, because of those taxes, Vermont rejected Medicare for all.
Senator, we are going to talk about health care.
Ooh, drawing blood.
Senator, but for the moment, my colleagues say, continue the question.
I wrote the part in Senator Sanders' bill that is the transition, which merges what the two senators said.
Senator,
because the truth is, if you have a buy-in over a 4 or 5 year period, you move us to single payer more quickly.
Senator, we will get to this. We will get to this. Before we do, I want to say hello and good evening. Buenas noches to Mayor Buttigieg.
Buenas noches. Gracias por invitarnos.
Gusto verlo, caballero. Many of your colleagues on stage support free college. You do not. Why not?
Sure. So college affordability is personal for us. Jason and I have six-figure student debt. I believe in reducing student debt. It's logical to me that if you can refinance your house, you ought to be able to refinance your student debt. I also believe in free college for low- and middle-income students, for whom cost could be a barrier.
I hit the wrong button.
I just don't believe it makes sense to ask working-class families to subsidize even the children of billionaires. I think the children of the wealthiest Americans can pay at least a little bit of tuition. And while I want tuition costs to go down, I don't think we can buy down every last penny for them. Now, there's something else that doesn't get talked about in the college affordability debate. Yes, it needs to be more affordable in this country to go to college. It also needs to be more affordable in this country to not go to college. You should be able to live well, afford rent.
Okay. Well, I think I'll, for the first time, say his name. Is it Buttigieg? Buttigieg? Is that the way he says his name? I'm trying to remember what I heard a second ago.
The last 30 years who were around when this problem was created to be the ones to solve it. It's going to be the next generation, the 40 million of us who can't start a family, can't take a good idea and start a business, and can't buy our first home. This is the generation that's going to be able to solve student loan debt. This generation is ready to lead.
Mr. Yang, your signature policy
that was
is
Swalwell.
To give
every adult in the United States $1,000 a month, no questions asked.
That's right.
I think that's like $3.2 trillion a year. How would you do that? Sorry? How would you do that?
Oh, so it's difficult to do if you have companies like Amazon, trillion-dollar tech companies, paying literally zero in taxes while they're closing 30% of our stores. Now, we need to put the American people in position to benefit from all these innovations in other parts of the economy. And if we had a value-added tax at even half the European level, it would generate over $800 billion in new revenue, which combined with the money in our hands, it would be the trickle-up economy from our people, families, and communities up. We would spend the money and it would circulate through our regional economies and neighborhoods, creating millions of jobs, making our families stronger and healthier. We'd save money on things like incarceration, homelessness services, emergency room health care, and just the value gains from having a stronger, healthier
This is this guy, Yang. I've never heard Yang before. So he's got a goofy idea. Give everybody $1,000 a month. Oh, I love this.
Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And we're about to do the same thing to millions of retail jobs, call center jobs, fast food jobs, truck driving jobs, and on and on through the economy.
Sir, if I get you understand a little bit better, so you're saying $1,000 a month for everyone over 18, but a value-added tax, so you can spend that $1,000 on value-added tax?
Well, the value-added tax would end up, you'd still be increasing the buying power of the bottom 94% of Americans. You have to spend a lot of money for a mild value-added tax to eat up $12,000 a year per individual. So for the average family with two or three adults, it'd be $24,000 to $36,000 a year.
Okay. Congressman Swalwell, I want to talk a little bit about what Mr. Yang is talking about, and you just actually mentioned it. Many Americans are worried about things like self-driving cars, robots, drones.
Okay. Well, so it's a... Tucker Carlson had a great show today in which he very correctly called these debates, at least called last night's debates. The Democrats pushed themselves off the edge on the left. Nobody's willing to be to the right of anybody else. So they're going off into they're disconnecting from reality. And they are shooting themselves in the foot. This is a very unimpressive lineup of people. And it makes sense because impressive people don't embrace ideas like those of the demon rats. Only real losers do. Oops, here we go.
Torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago is still right today. If we're going to solve the issues of automation, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issues of climate chaos, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issue of student loan debt, pass the torch. If we're going to end gun violence for families who are fearful of sending their kids to school, pass the torch.
Vice President, would you like to sing a torch song?
I would. I'm still holding on to that torch. I want to make it clear to you. Look, the fact of the matter is we have to do is make sure that everybody is prepared better to go on to educate for an education. The fact is that that's why I propose us focusing on schools that are in distress. That's why I think we should triple the amount of money we spend for Title I schools. That's why I think we should have universal pre-K. That's why I think every single person who graduates from high school, 65 out of 100 now, need something beyond high school. And we should provide for them to be able to get that education. That's why there should be free community college, cutting in half the cost of college. That's why we should be in a position where we do not have anyone have to pay back a student debt when they get out. They're making less than $25,000 a year. Their debt is frozen, no interest payment until they get beyond that. We can't put people in a position where they aren't able to go on and move on. And so, folks, there's a lot we can do, but we have to make continuing education available for everyone so that everyone can compete in the 21st century. We're not doing that now.
Senator Sanders.
As the youngest guy on the stage, I feel like I probably ought to contribute to the generation.
As part of Joe's generation,
I love this. Okay, now at what we just saw right there, at least six of the 10 people on the stage were all talking at the same time. So they're trying to get a shouted out moment
to take on the big money interests who have unbelievable.
Oh, this looks weak. We'll be right back.
Like the shoe best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Back listening to the Demon Rat debate number two, Joe Biden speaking right now, and the after their debacle of last night, let's tune in a little bit to this, and I'm going to go to the Trump official Team Trump Twitter account. Let's see what they're saying after we listen to Joe Biden for just a second here. Let me get Joe Biden up. There he is. Okay, let's turn the volume up on Joe Biden for just a second.
Secondly, to make sure that everyone does have an option.
everyone, whether they have private insurance, employer insurance, or no insurance. They, in fact, could buy in the exchange to a Medicare-like plan. And the way to do that, we can do it quickly. Look, urgency matters. There's people right now facing what I faced and what we faced without any of the help I had. We must move now. I'm against any Democrat who opposes, that takes down Obamacare, and any Republican who wants to get rid of
Obamacare. Let me turn to Senator Sanders. Senator Sanders, you have basically want to scrap the private health insurance system as we know it and replace it with a government-run plan. None of the states that have tried something like that, California, Vermont, New York, has struggled with it, have been successful. If politicians can't make it work in those states, how would you implement it on a national level? How does this work?
Listen, I find it hard to believe that every other major country on earth, including my neighbor 50 miles north of me in Canada, somehow has figured out a way to provide health care to every man, woman, and child. And in most cases, they're spending 50% per capita what we are spending. Let's be clear. Let us be very clear. The function of health care today, from the insurance and drug company perspective, is not to provide quality care to all in a cost-effective way. The function of the healthcare system today is to make billions in profits for the insurance companies. And last year, if you could believe it, while we pay the highest prices in the world.
So here we go. Now, Bernie is standing right next to Joe Biden. So there's a nice, and Kamala Harris is right next to them. So this is a nice, nice lineup. We'll let Bernie, feel the burn for a second.
How do you implement it on a national level, given the fact it's not succeeded and other states have tried?
I will tell you how we'll do it. We'll do it the way real change has always taken place, whether it was the labor movement.
Okay. I'll tell you how we're going to do it, says Bernie Sanders. Let's just see what the... if there's anything happening, I want to see a tweet from the president. So far, I don't see a tweet from the president on this debate. Various people in the Trump war room talking about the fact that Kamala Harris is spinning lies. And here's one, the point, under President Trump, America has added 471,000 manufacturing jobs. No Kamala Harris. People are not working three manufacturing jobs. America's economy has added 5.4 million jobs total since President Trump took office. Here's another one. I'm looking for tweets maybe from Donald Jr. And Donald Jr. gets in a tweet here 14 minutes ago. If you like your plan, you can't keep it. Saying that Kamala Harris is lying. Let's go back to the demon rats. Oh, now here's one we haven't heard from.
Into not just big pharma, not just health insurance companies. It has to do with chemical policies. It has to do with environmental policies. It has to do with food policies. It has to do with drug policies.
Senator Bennett, a question for you. You want to keep the system that we have in place with Obamacare and Build On. You mentioned that a moment ago. Is that enough to get us to universal coverage?
I believe that will get us the quickest way there. And I thought the Vice President was very moving about this, and Mayor Pete as well. I had prostate cancer recently, as you may know, and it's why I was a little late getting in the race. The same week my kid had her appendectomy out. And I feel very strongly that families ought to be able to have this choice. I think that's what the American people want. I believe
now,
it will get us there.
I forgot her name, the woman we just heard just a few seconds ago. I'll get it during the break here. We'll be right back.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand.
Okay, folks, we're in the Democrat debate, debate number two, and they just made their biggest mistake. They just got a question. They're answering it right now. The interviewer, the moderator for NBC News, this is a great question. I'm surprised at some of the good questions. Said, I want a show of hands. Would your health insurance plan, all 10 candidates, raise your hand and keep it up so people can see, would you provide health care to undocumented immigrants? Here's Biden. Let's see what Biden has to say.
Did you raise your hand?
No, I did.
Sorry. You said they would be covered under your plan, which is different than Obamacare.
Yes, but here's
can you explain that change?
Yes. You cannot let, as the mayor said, you cannot let people who are sick, no matter where they come from, no matter what their status, go uncovered. You can't do that. It's just going to be taken care of, period. You have to. It's a humane thing to do. But here's the deal. The deal is that he's right about three things. Number one, they, in fact, contribute to the well-being of the country, but they also, for example, they've increased the lifespan of Social Security because they have a job they're paying.
Okay, so that's Joe Biden. Very good. They all raised their hands. All 10 of them said that their health plan will cover medical care for illegals, Now, this is the big screw up of this debate. They really stepped in it here. They really stepped in a bear trap. The American people are not going to go for this. And this is great. As I said, the Republican National Committee, if financing were needed for this debate, they ought to provide it because they really hurt themselves. And Joe Biden, I love it. The person who asked the question then singled out Joe Biden and said, "Did you raise your hand?" And he kind of choked on that, his answer, and then he said yes. Now let's see what other rationales these people have. They know this is going to cost them. Okay, they're going to take a break. But this was the best moment so far in the debate. Let's see what the Trump War Room has to say about this, because I'm sure this lit up the Trump War Room. All 10 people saying, we will cover illegal aliens in our medical program. Here, 2 minutes ago, Tim Murtaugh says, it's unanimous, although some of them were a little slow to raise their hands, like Biden. They kind of brought their hand up kind of chest high and then kind of brought it up a little further. The Democrats' plan for government takeover of healthcare would give taxpayer-funded healthcare to illegal immigrants. Bingo. They nailed themselves on this. Donald Trump can take this all the way to his election on November 3rd of 2020. Here's Kayleigh McEnany, who says 3 minutes ago, the entire Democrat debate stage wants taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants, double exclamation mark. So there you go. That's so far, that's the best moment of this debate so far. And as it happened last night, there were some good questions. And the liberal left-wing interviewers, moderators, actually have hurt the demon rats with some surprising, honest questions. And, of course, this debate will go on for 2 hours. We only get to cover 1 hour of it. We're half an hour into it. The mystery woman that I forgot her name. I used to be very familiar with her appearances on television, was Marianne Williamson, who is a motivational speaker, sort of a spiritual motivational speaker. Here we go. Let's go to Kamala Harris.
All children in private detention centers in Florida and throughout.
Here we go. This guy was on this last night, which is, the children. Oh, the Republicans are so cruel to children. Democrats are so wonderful to children. And, of course, the scam going on at the border, of course, is that all of these people know, hey, if I can kidnap a child, drag a child, pay for a child, rent a child, and they're doing that. They're renting children. I show up at the border with a child. That's my free ticket. I have to be let in because I'm accompanying a child.
People, I will further extend.
Here's Kamala Harris saying she's going to immediately make all the DACA people citizens.
I will also immediately put in place a meaningful process for reviewing the cases for asylum. I will release children from cages.
I will release children from cages. My God, that's the woman we've been hoping for. Release the children from the cages.
One woman.
All of us who want, I'll tell you what, all of us who put those children in the cages.
Say that we have to think about this issue in terms of real people. A mother who pays a coyote.
Oh, I noticed the correct Spanish pronunciation. Not a coyote, a coyote. A coyote. A mother who pays a coyote.
Decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values.
What does Donald Trump do? Go back to where you came from. Yes, yes, please go back to where you came from. What a concept. Kamala Harris can't get that.
Back it up.
So I guess if somebody breaks into Kamala Harris's house and she finds him ransacking the refrigerator, she doesn't dare say, go back to where you came from.
Asking for asylum for a better life. What do you do? One, day one, hour one.
Well, certainly the images we've seen this week just compound the emotional...
This is John Hickenlooper, who got booed. He got booed at the Republican convention in California for saying that socialized medicine was not the way to go. And so he's standing out. He's sticking out like a sore thumb here among them. He's a former Colorado governor. And the... let's see. Let's go to the Trump war room here. See what they have to say. I like that response there on the unanimity of the demon rats for health care for illegals. Here they're calling Kamala Harris. She's totally supporting open borders, which means more crime. And then here's another comment. Every Democrat wants to give free health care to illegal immigrants and sticking working class American citizens with the bill. So the whole Trump war room is lighting up on this, as they should. Here's one. Okay, let's see. Here's one. Here's a guy who's posting in Spanish on the Trump war room. I don't know. He says, todos, here, I'll give you my Spanish, okay? Todos los candidatos levantaron su mano. And I'm going to amaze you. I actually understand that. Levantaron su mano, raise their hands. Al ser preguntados on the question, si darían seguro de salud a indocumentados. So all the candidates raise their hand on the question of guaranteeing health care to indocumentados. And then this in the Trump war room says, ¿Quién pagaría por eso? ¿Tú? And I think the way I read that is, who's going to pay for this? You? No, who's going to pay for this? You. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's go back to the debate. Here's Gillibrand, Kirsten Gillibrand.
Separated from their parents, and they have no plan to reunite them. So I would do a few things. First, I would fight for comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship. Second, I would reform how we treat asylum seekers at the border. I would have a community-based treatment center where you're doing it within the communities, where asylum seekers are given lawyers, where there's real immigration judges,
lawyers,
employees of the Attorney General, but appointed for life, and have a community-based system. I would fund border security, but the worst thing President Trump has done is he's diverted the funds away from cross-border terrorism, cross-border human trafficking, drug trafficking, and gun trafficking, and he's given that money to the for-profit prisons. I would not be spending money in for-profit prisons to lock up children and asylum seekers.
We had a very spirited debate on this stage last night on the topic of decriminalization of the border. If you'd be so kind, raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross a border without documentation. Can we keep the hands up so we could see them?
Let's remember, that's not just a theoretical exercise. That criminalization, that is the basis for family separation. You do.
Okay, now this was good. They had a show of hands deal again, and Biden's a very indecisive guy. He didn't raise his hand. The question was, should illegal border crossing be a civil offense rather than a criminal offense? Now that's a big switcheroo, folks, to go from criminal to civil for breaking and entering into our country illegally. Now, There was one, I think one person didn't raise his hand. It was one of the people who has 0% support, whose name none of us can remember. But all of the major candidates raised their hands. They want to decriminalize illegal entry into our country. Now, again, they nailed themselves. They want health care for the illegals. Now they want the illegals to not be illegal. They want them to be in violation of a civil penalty, which means what? You could be fined for crossing into the country. You could, it's civil, not criminal. You're not going to prison. You're not getting deported. So this is, in effect, making it illegal to enter our country illegally. And the Joe Biden, he raised one finger. Here he is. He's talking now. Let's hear what he has to say.
A number of children were coming. The crisis was abated. And along came this president. He said he immediately discontinued that. We all talk about these things. I did it. 740. Now look, second thing we have to do. The law now requires the reuniting of those families. We would reunite those families, period. And if not, we put those children in a circumstance where they were safe until we could find their parents. And lastly, the idea that he's in court with his Justice Department saying children in cages do not need a bed, do not need a blanket, do not need a toothbrush. That is outrageous.
Vice President. Oh, so now Joe Biden, he's got that. Now, here, according to Joe Biden, Donald Trump is saying we first would put children in cages, but worse, no blanket, no toothbrush, no nothing. Come on, Joe Biden, what are you smoking?
Should that person be deported?
No.
Depending if they committed a major crime, they should be deported. And the president was left in his, President Obama, I think, did a heck of a job. To compare him to what this guy's doing is absolutely, I find, close to immoral. But the fact is that, look, we should not be locking people up. We should be making sure we change the circumstance as we did, why they would leave in the first place. And those who come seeking asylum, we should immediately have the capacity to absorb them, keep them safe until they can be heard.
A 15-second, if you could, if you wish to answer, should someone who is here without documents, and that is his only offense, should that person be deported?
That person should not be the focus of deportation. We should fundamentally change the way we...
Notice how he slipped around that. Should that person be deported? And Joe Biden changed it to, that person should not be the focus of deportation.
And we rescind every damn thing on this issue that Trump has done. Number two, picking up on the point that Joe made, we got to look at the root causes. And you have a situation where Honduras, among other things, is a failing state. Massive corruption. You got gangs who are telling families that if a 10-year-old does not join that gang, that family...
Okay. So, important takeaway here. Let's go to the Trump war room, and let's see. I'm sure they picked up on this, that everybody raised their hand. Joe Biden raised one finger on, are we going to decriminalize illegal entry into the country and make it a civil offense. Let's see what the Trump war room is saying on this. Let's see here. Brad Parscale says thousands of children are trafficked across the border as the quote children unquote in ironic quotes of their companions. Democrats want to live in their utopian fantasy that evil does not exist. Kaylee McEnany says, Kamala is either intentionally playing dumb or is a really bad attorney. She claims that she would have the unilateral executive authority to reinstate DACA, something Obama himself denied he had the power to do 23 times before doing it unconstitutionally. Okay, so they haven't got the... so far, we haven't heard from the Trump war room on the screw-up by the demon rats. And it's a screw-up only in this, that they've revealed... You know, of course, they want open borders. We know that. We just want to get them to say it to the American people. I support open borders. I want you to pay for health care for the people that stream across those open borders. We want them to say that so the American people can know what they're voting for if they're so stupid as to vote for Kamala Harris or Joe Biden.
Every day, I was tracking it and saw that parents, people who had not committed a crime, even by ICE's own definition, were being deported. But I have to add a point here. The problem with this kind of policy, and I know it as a prosecutor, Senator, I want a rape victim to be able to run in the middle of the street and wave down a police officer and report the crime against her. I want anybody who has been the victim of any real crime to be able to do that and not be afraid that if they do that, they will be deported because
she's filibustering. She has no time. This is what they're all doing. They're all just yelling into the microphone.
We're going to turn to the issue of trade now, if we can. Last night, we asked the candidates on this stage to name the greatest geopolitical threat facing the U.S. Four of them mention China. U.S. businesses say China steals our intellectual property, and party leaders on both sides accuse China of manipulating their currency to keep
the cost of goods artificially low.
I'll ask this to Senator Bennett to start off with. How would you stand up to China?
I think that...
He missed it. What we wanted there was a show of hands. Do you think China is the greatest threat, geopolitical threat to America, which of course it is, which Donald Trump has clearly stated and proved. So too bad we're not going to get a show of hands where Joe Biden would have to keep his hand down if he wants to stay consistent with his statement. Remember his statement? China, a threat to the United States? Come on. They're no threat to us. That's what he said in public. Or he'd have to raise his hand and admit the truth. But we're not going to get that show of hands, I don't think.
Doing to children and their families at the borders. I say this as somebody who wrote the immigration.
Yeah, we don't want to hear from this guy, Bennett, whatever he was. Congressman, senator, governor, who knows who the hell this guy is. We'll get through him here in a moment. Let's see if we get to somebody serious. I want to hear what Biden thinks about China as a threat. Why was that question not asked? Now, this is the first instance of the liberals acting like liberals. That question belonged to Joe Biden. And they asked it of a complete non-entity, nobody. Who cares what this guy thinks about China? I can't even remember his name. I think it's Bennett. Okay, let's get this guy off and let's ask Joe Biden, what about China, Joe?
A lot of concerns about technology and taking jobs. Are you worried about China? And if so, how would you stand up against it?
Well, I just want to agree that I think Russia is our greatest geopolitical threat because they've been hacking our democracy successfully.
This is Andrew Yang. Russia's our greatest geopolitical threat. They've been hacking our technology. Hey, Yang, it kind of sounds like a Chinese name to me. Yin Yang. I got news for you, Yang. China is stealing the silverware out of the American technology. Russia is nothing compared to China.
Wait, so we need to crack down on Chinese malfeasance in the trade relationship, but the tariffs and the trade war are the wrong way to go.
All right, Mayor,
tariffs are the wrong way to go. We need to crack down, but don't use any tariffs when the only way to crack down is tariffs. So crack down, but don't crack down. Now they asked Booty Judge or Booty Giggle or Booty Gaggle, who makes actually more sense than several of these other guys. He's actually said a couple of intelligent things. But who cares what Booty Gaggle thinks about China? They're avoiding Biden. Yang? Chinese guy. Okay, let's see who they go to now.
Because of these tariffs. Meanwhile, China is investing so that they could soon be able to run circles around us in artificial intelligence. And this president...
Okay, come on. Get this guy off. Let's hear from Biden. Come on. Biden's doing his finger thing. He's got one hand with one finger. He likes to, with his right hand, he gets his hand up to his chest and then he puts a finger up like... like he's very properly asking for a waiter. Waiter.
To compete. And if we really want to be an alternative, a democratic alternative, we actually have to demonstrate that we care about democratic values at home and around the world.
We've got a huge
debate so far. We're going to take a quick break here, candidates. When we come back, the questioning continues with our colleagues, Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow. We'll be here much more with our candidates straight ahead.
Okay. And last night's format, we found out that Rachel Maddow, she comes on for the second hour. So we those of you that can endure this, have the stomach for it, you can endure Rachel Maddow after this show. And, how do we rate, how do we score the debate so far tonight? I like what, was it Breitbart? Breitbart said, who won the first Democrat presidential debate? Good answer, Donald Trump. That is the correct answer. And we could say that about the second debate. We're only an hour into it. They have another hour to embarrass themselves. But, the winner, we can already declare Donald Trump the winner on a TKO. Let's just see if the Trump War Room has got anything. Oh, see? The Trump War Room says, is Joe Biden soft on China? Because his son received $1.5 billion with a B dollars in Chinese investment weeks after traveling with his vice president dad to China on Air Force Two. Good question from Mark Lauder. I don't know who Mark Lauder is, but he's part of the Trump team. And Kaylee McEnany asks the same good question. $1 million question. Does Biden think China is a threat today? Or has he changed his mind for a third time like he did on the Hyde Amendment? And it's all that very good. Here's the Trump War Room, generic, says, Sleepy Joe Biden won't stand up to China. He said China is not our competitor, not even an enemy, not even a competitor. And he gave China a pass for 8 years when he was vice president. Let's see here. Here's on another topic, immigration. Brad Parscale says, Democrats say, open borders. Get here and we will let you in. So let's just let all 7 billion people in. That will completely work. What? So far, Donald Trump himself. Oh, here he is. No, this is Donald Trump Jr. But no, so far, Donald Trump himself, I don't see him weighing in on tonight's debate. He'll probably come up with another one-word summary like boring. Hey, we've run out of time. I hope it was boring enough for you. That's good news for us. And we'll see you with a complete wrap-up on how the debates work tomorrow night. Here in the Trump phenomenon.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening